This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep Panchakravarti. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu extends her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Chhath Puja. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahaparva of Chhath is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. On the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, police across various districts of Tripura organized Run for Unity events. And Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main stresses that unmarked millet registered under GI tag number 1068 on 31st March 2023 is a proud reflection of Arunachal Pradesh's agricultural heritage and indigenous wisdom. And now the news in details. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Chhath Puja. In a message, the president said that during Chhath Puja, the devotees worship and offer arghya to the sun. She further said that on this festival, devotees express their gratitude to nature while worshipping the rivers and ponds and pray for the well-being of their families. The president highlighted that the festival also conveys a message of cleanliness and environment conservation. She also prayed for happiness and prosperity of rural citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that the Mahaparva of Chhath is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister extended his wishes to everyone on the occasion of Chhath. He emphasized that every section of society comes together at the Chhath Ghats, which is the most beautiful example of India's social unity. Mr. Modi highlighted that the entire country is immersed in the festive spirit and a confluence of devotion, affection and tradition is being witnessed. He called the dedication and devotion with which women observe fasting during Chhath as inspiring. Prime Minister recalled that he had written a letter to all citizens recently. In his letter, he had mentioned the country's achievements that have made this year's festivals more vibrant. The Prime Minister mentioned that several citizens wrote to him in response to this letter. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, attended the ex-serviceman regimental reunion of the 2nd Regiment of Rajputana Rifles held at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh on Saturday. The governor, who was commissioned in 2nd Rajputana Rifles of Tono Ling fame on 31st March 1972, which he later commended, felicitated the Veer Naris and outstanding ex-servicemen for their sacrifices and contributions. In his address, the governor reminded the veterans that even after hanging up their uniforms, they remain invaluable assets of the nation. He urged them to continue contributing to the progress of the country and their local communities by sharing their experience, discipline and leadership. The governor also encouraged the veterans to ensure that all their fellow ex-servicemen and families avail the benefits of various welfare schemes and programs launched by the central and state governments. Expressing pride over Arunachal's sustainable farming practices, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main has stressed that unmarked millet registered under GI tag number 1068 on 31st March 2023 is a proud reflection of Arunachal Pradesh's agricultural heritage and indigenous wisdom. In a social media post yesterday, Deputy Chief Minister highlighted that cultivated in the hilly terrains of East Siang, West Siang, Upper Siang and Shivomi districts, this hardy and nutritious millet thrives under diverse agroclimatic conditions. He further added that sown around May, June and harvested by December, the millet is traditionally grown through chum or mixed cropping systems, symbolizing the state's sustainable farming legacy and rich cultural identity. Anayat millet, also known as Anayat or Adde or Tanyak, is a heritage grain primarily cultivated by the Adi community in Arunachal Pradesh. The millet was awarded a geographical indication, GI tag, recognizing its unique cultural and nutritional value. On the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, police across various districts of Tripura organized Run for Unity events. According to the police headquarters, students and citizens also joined the runs held in different TSR battalions. Commandant Alok Bhattacharji participated in the event at the 9th Battalion, while Commandant Kishore Deb Barma took part at the 3rd Battalion. In Ambassa Dhalai district, officials from the Youth and Sports Department also joined the police and Tripura State Rifles in celebrating the day. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Standing Committee meeting of chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions was held at District Secretariat Building 0 on Saturday. The meeting was attended by member of UPSC Dinesh Dasa, representing the Chairman UPSC, Chairman of APPSC Professor Dr. Pradeep Lingfa, and chairpersons of seven other states PSCs. During the meeting, Professor Lingfa presented APPSC's vision to integrate IT for transparent, efficient and people-friendly recruitment. The successful hosting of the meeting at Zero and for the first time in Arunachal Pradesh marks a historic milestone and underscores the state's commitment to promote interstate collaboration and administrative excellence in public service recruitment. The previous standing committee meeting was held in Chennai in April 2025. Eastern Command and Trishakti Corps, in collaboration with Fitistan Ek Fit Bharat, successfully hosted the second edition of Sikkim Soldierathon yesterday at Paljor Stadium, Gangtok. The occasion was graced by Governor of Mizoram General Dr. V.K. Singh, as well as Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur. The event themed Great Himalayan Connect aimed to strengthen the bond between the Indian Army and the citizens of India, particularly the youth, while promoting fitness and sports tourism in the scenic state of Sikkim as part of Great Himalayan Connect. The event was flagged off by the Governor of Mizoram, General Dr. Vijay Kumar Singh, who commended the spirit of the participants and lauded the initiative as a meaningful tribute to the nation's soldiers. The Governor of Sikkim, Mr. Om Prakash Mathur, graced the closing ceremony and presided over the prize distribution, felicitating the winners and commending all participants for their enthusiasm and contribution to promote fitness and patriotism. Meghalaya produced a great spell of bowling to dismiss Jammu and Kashmir for 207 on the first day of the Under-23 Men's Colonel CK Naidu Trophy 2025-26 Elite Group match in Jammu yesterday. However, in reply, Meghalaya were reduced to 58 for 7 by stumps, leaving them trailing by 149. The hosts were made to bat first after Meghalaya won the toss and went from a relatively comfortable 181 for 4 to 207 all out. Three batters got into the 40s but were dismissed at crucial moments. Mansoor Mohammad Bhatt was the top scorer with 4-6. Manish Sharma was Meghalaya's most successful bowler with 3 for 39, while Kudop Agarwal 2 for 61, Kevin Christopher 1 for 1 and Navin Kumar Roy 1 for 52 were the other wicket takers. Three batters were also run out. Meghalaya then found it tough going against J&K's bowlers, and Sachin Kumar's 19 is the top score so far. Manish 2 not out and Purav not out were the two tail enders at the crease when stumps were called. Classy centuries by Arpit Bhatiwala and Kishan Dingdor gave Meghalaya a solid platform for the host team to aim for a massive first innings total as they posted 271 for 2 at stumps on the second day of the Ranji Trophy 2025-26 playgroup match against Sikkim at the MCA ground here today. At close of play, Arpit was 132 not out and Kishan unbeaten on 102. Meghalaya are now just 75 runs behind Sikkim's impressive first innings total of 346 all out. The two are involved in an unbroken third wicket partnership that is going strong at 212 runs now. Earlier, Sikkim batted just 9 overs in the morning before being dismissed for 346. And now before we end, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu extends her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Chhath Puja. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahaparv of Chhath is a reflection of deep unity of culture, nature and society. On the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, police across various districts of Tripura organized Run for Unity events, and Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main stresses that Anmayat Millet registered under GI Tag number 1068 on 31st March 2023 is a proud reflection of Arunachal Pradesh's agricultural heritage and indigenous wisdom. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.